Discover your purpose, passion, and pride in life. Errol Pierre spent a decade working hard to reach a top role at a healthcare company in New York City. As a Haitian Black man, this achievement was a significant challenge. However, once he became the COO, Pierre felt conflicted. He realized that his job didn't actually benefit anyone. In fact, his company expected him to lay off employees and reduce budgets. Focusing solely on getting the COO title made him lose sight of his true passions and purpose. He believes everyone, especially people of color, needs to define these elements for themselves to have a satisfying career. Your purpose is your answer to the question, what am I here to achieve? It can change over time but should always come from within. For instance, Pierre's purpose is to help people become the best versions of themselves, which he fulfills through his work in healthcare. Knowing your purpose shapes your decisions about jobs and opportunities. It connects you with passions that lead to a career that fits you best. For example, Geisha Williams, the CEO of Pacific Gas and Electric, discovered her interest in the energy sector during a summer job at a power plant. Adopt your heritage for success. Knowing where you come from can boost your confidence and drive you toward business success, leaving a positive legacy for those who come after you. For instance, when Pierre discovered the writings of Haitian author Alexandre Dumas and the art of Haitian artist Jean-Michel Basquiat, he felt a deep pride in his roots. Their creations showed him that he could succeed and inspired him to reach for greater heights. Create a support network for leading as a person of color. Reaching the top can be tough for many people of color, but staying there brings its own set of difficulties. Some experience imposter syndrome, where they doubt their abilities despite being highly qualified. Studies show that people of color in leadership roles often have more qualifications than their white counterparts. Both men and women of color may feel they need to be perfect to advance, which can create anxiety about maintaining a flawless record to keep moving up. These pressures can ultimately impact their performance at work. To transition from being a star performer to a leader, it's crucial to acknowledge your unique background rather than viewing it as a disadvantage. Surround yourself with a supportive team, such as friends, family, a therapist, or an executive coach who can offer clarity and assist in managing stress. This team will help separate your identity from work, alleviate imposter syndrome, and address any racial bias you may face. By building this support network, you can confidently step into leadership while remaining authentic to yourself. You control your response to racism, not others' actions. Many people of color have experienced significant trauma due to encounters with racism. For instance, Pierre was wrongly arrested in his 20s because he resembled a suspect. The police then charged him with a felony for supposedly resisting arrest. In the workplace, you might face more subtle forms of bias that are still draining. To manage these situations, using the triple A process can be helpful. Acknowledge. First, recognize what happened and share your experience with trusted individuals. This means being open about what occurred. Accept. Understand that spending excessive time and energy trying to change uninformed colleagues may not yield desired outcomes and can lead to exhaustion. Ascend. Rather than dwelling on the experience, stay committed to your professional goals. Emphasize inclusive leadership and strive for fairness in the corporate environment. Handle unconscious bias at work. Unconscious biases can affect our interactions without us even realizing it. For instance, one of Pierre's bosses assumed he knew about the best chicken wings in New York just because Pierre is Black. If you ever feel these hidden biases are holding you back, try not to point fingers. Instead, see it as a chance to seek support from higher-ups. Highlight your qualifications compared to those who have been promoted, express your interest in a leadership role, and ask your manager for guidance on reaching that goal. If you come across hostile behavior at work, first, make a note of what happened. Don't react right away. Instead, talk to the person calmly about how their actions or words affected you. Ask them politely not to do it again. Tell your boss and the HR department about the incident and your conversation. If things don't get better, think about finding a new job within the company or somewhere else. Seek a mentor for career advancement opportunities. Many believe hard work alone leads to success, but in the corporate world, connections matter just as much. To climb the ladder, you need people who can open doors of opportunity for you. Pierre once guided Edwin, a Black employee feeling stuck in his job as a senior claims analyst after 12 years. Edwin couldn't move up to a management role despite being highly qualified. He lacked connections with influential colleagues who could support his advancement. What Edwin needed most was a mentor to recognize his hard work and leadership potential, and to advocate for him in the company. Find the right mentor made simple. Finding the perfect mentor can be tough, especially when you're not sure where your career is headed. Follow these steps to get started on the right path. First, identify the problem. Identify what you want to improve or change at work. Do you need to boost your public speaking skills, or are you considering switching industries? Your specific concerns will help determine the type of mentor you should seek. Second, cast a wide net. Don't limit yourself to pursuing only top executives as mentors. People who are just a few steps ahead of you in their careers can offer valuable guidance. Their advice often resonates better because they were recently in your position. Third, build a rapport. Start by building a good relationship with a potential mentor. Get to know them on a professional and personal level to establish trust. This way, when you decide to ask for help, it won't feel like it's coming out of nowhere. Fourth, make the ask. Don't hesitate to ask for help. Many people of color avoid seeking assistance, but building professional relationships can give you the confidence to approach a potential mentor. You won't know if someone is willing to help until you ask. Once you have a mentor, eagerly seek their help and aim to be a source of pride. You're a reflection of your mentor within your company, so always act professionally and maintain their high standards and reputation, alongside your own. Plan career growth aligned with preferred work interests. As you start your first corporate job, consider how you want to advance within the company. Think about which daily tasks suit you best. Do you prefer working independently, with fewer meetings and less supervision? Or do you perform well in team settings, with lots of meetings and group activities? These preferences will impact how you succeed in your new workplace. When choosing your career path within companies, consider your work preferences among three primary areas: strategic, operational, and technical. Strategic roles involve corporate growth planning, operational roles focus on employee efficiency, and technical roles center around developing tools for employee work support. For instance, during the pandemic, strategic teams planned survival strategies, operational teams managed remote workforce logistics, and technical teams developed connectivity software for remote work. Expand your skills and networking. To enhance your resume and demonstrate leadership, try taking on new projects beyond your usual tasks. Additionally, consider engaging socially with upper management, even if your interests differ. Show genuine curiosity about their activities, but always be true to yourself. Trying to maintain different personas can lead to burnout, which makes it challenging to excel in a demanding job. Enhance leadership through community involvement. Simply having a managerial role doesn't automatically make you a standout leader. Great leaders bring out the best in their teams by encouraging collaboration, promoting growth, and prioritizing honesty. They use their influence to achieve positive outcomes. Donald McGannon, former president of Westinghouse Broadcasting Company, WBC, and a leading TV executive of his time, used his influential position to benefit TV viewers and support black businesses and colleagues. Notably, he banned cigarette advertisements, promoted educational programs, and appointed George Norford as a high-ranking black executive at Westinghouse, a groundbreaking move in the industry. Later, McGannon became president of the National Urban League, a historic civil rights organization, marking a rare honor for a white individual and reflecting his deep commitment to advancing civil rights and equality. Volunteer and leadership development. Pierre, a young man, began volunteering at the West Side YMCA in New York City. Over time, he took on more responsibilities and eventually became a board member. While managing tasks like payroll, staffing, maintenance, and planning, Pierre honed his leadership skills. These experiences taught him how to effectively lead others. He later applied these skills in his career in corporate America. Good leaders depend on truthful teams. Similar to the foolish ruler in The Emperor's New Clothes, if you surround yourself with people who won't be honest, you can end up making embarrassing mistakes. It's crucial to seek out the truth, even when it's hard to hear. Knowing what's really going on is far better than finding yourself exposed in public like the king in the fable. Being honest means more than just going along with something you don't believe in, especially when it comes to dealing with your boss. It takes guts to speak the truth, even if it might lead to consequences. But in the end, being truthful earns you respect. Transition positively to new roles while maintaining rapport. Many Black individuals hesitate to leave their job or switch employers because they fear they won't find better opportunities elsewhere, and may even end up in a worse situation. But staying in a role where you feel stuck and undervalued can hold back your mind, skills, and potential. Climbing the ladder in corporate America as a person of color is challenging, with statistics highlighting a significant lack of diversity in top executive positions. However, to advance in your career, you must have the courage to pursue promising opportunities. To prepare for a job change, focus on strengthening your brand. Start by creating a blog or website that showcases your experience and expertise. Highlight your educational background prominently. Continuously update your resume and leverage your network to uncover insider knowledge, such as new or unadvertised job openings. Leave a job gracefully. When you decide to move to a new job, always leave your current one respectfully. It's important not to burn bridges. Maintaining a good professional reputation is key to your success because executives often communicate across different industries. Someone in a position of influence at your desired company may have previously worked at your current company. If you find a better opportunity and it's time to leave, follow these steps. 1. Write a resignation letter thanking your boss, team, and company for what you've learned and your positive experiences. 2. Have a morning chat with your boss on your resignation day. Thank the company and explain you're leaving. 3. Tell your boss promptly if a higher salary or better job could make you stay. Be ready for a counteroffer but consider sticking with your new job. 4. Decide your last day, 2 weeks as usual, but longer could be kinder. Plan for your projects and suggest someone to take over. 5. Be honest about where you're headed, even to a rival. Be prepared to leave at once if needed. 6. Say a proper goodbye to colleagues. Share contact details to stay in touch. 7. Take a break before your new job to relax. In a workplace where people like you are in the minority, others may view you as a representative of your entire community. Learn from those who paved the way before you and recognize that those who follow will look to you for guidance. By displaying grace, dignity, and professionalism, you help keep the path open for everyone to advance. Key points. 1. Define your purpose and passions to guide your career choices and find satisfaction in your work. 2. Celebrate your heritage for confidence and inspiration in achieving business success. 3. Develop a supportive network to overcome challenges in leadership roles, including imposter syndrome and bias. 4. Address unconscious bias at work by seeking support and highlighting qualifications for advancement. 5. Seek mentorship to advocate for career growth and advancement opportunities within the corporate world. 6. Align career goals with preferred work interests and daily tasks for success in your chosen field.